Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you on 97.9 The Hill. Excited tonight because we are joined in the studio by a band that's put out a couple of great albums slash EPs over the last couple of years. They got another one that's coming out this Friday, and it is even better than the ones that came before. The band is The Consequences of Our Own Actions. The new EP is called Forgotten But Not Dead, and we are joined in the studio by the band right now. James Yao, Christy Dixon Yao, and Bryce Hart, thank you all so much for being with us. Good afternoon. How are you?
Great. Yeah, happy to be here.
So let's hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
Let's start with Forget How This Feels.
All right. Forget How This Feels off of the new EP, Forgotten But Not Dead, The Consequences of Our Own Actions on 97.9 The Hill. Forget How This Feels. That is The Consequences of Our Own Actions there. We've got the band here in the studio. James, Christy, and Bryce will be back. We'll chat with them about the new EP and hear some more music off of it when Live and Local continues after this on 97.9 The Hill. Aaron Keck here with you live and local. We are especially live tonight because we've got the consequences of our own actions here in the studio. James, Christy, and Bryce from the band. Their new EP is called Forgotten But Not Dead, and it drops this Friday. We're getting a little preview of it tonight, but it's going to be a fantastic full EP when it comes out later on this week. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us again. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
So, okay, tell us about the EP. How did it all get put together?
So we started out with the song that they heard before, Forget How This Feels, and that was kind of like the jumping off point for the EP, and then we kind of just built off of that. We've been listening to a lot of new music. I think collectively we've all been exposed to a lot of new stuff, so new inspirations that have kind of guided us. We used to be very like 90s, early 2000s, and now we think we're kind of modernizing a little bit.
All right. Who influences you?
Oh, I mean, old influences like the classics, Green Day, Nirvana, all the rock bands that I grew up with. But
right.
Like recently, more contemporary artists. I love Hot Mulligan. They're just like revitalizing the pop punk scene.
All right.
Microwave. Just everybody around here loves Microwave. That's in the local scene, so they're amazing. Christy, I know you have some love for Microwave.
Definitely. I'm a big fan. I was definitely thinking about them when I wrote Forget How This Feels. Mm. Just incorporating new types of beats into the songs that I write.
Awesome. Bryce, how about you?
Some of my older influences are like Foo Fighters, Paramore, though they definitely influenced my playing a lot. Mm-hmm. 3 Days Grace is one of the early influences that me and Chrissy really connected on, one of our favorite bands. And
mm-hmm.
Newer bands like Highly Suspect, Royal Blood, those kind of bands.
How'd you all come together as a band? Christy and James, you two are married, so I don't have to ask
yeah.
too many details about that, but like the band as a whole, how'd you all
met on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's actually funny because
Two meet on Craigslist as well?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah, it's actually funny. Me and Bryce formed the band because I was looking for people on Craigslist and he was looking for people on Craigslist and we just kind of jammed. We actually jammed at like Weaver Street Market over here. And
nice.
We thought it was like meant to be because we were just kind of playing. He had a cajon and I had an acoustic guitar and someone came up and gave us $1. We were just jamming. So, they're paying us already. Yeah. We're not even a band yet. So.
Oh man, who was that guy?
I don't know. If that person is
you're
listening
here
right
today
now,
because of that. Yeah.
They don't even know. Yeah. They started this whole thing.
Yeah. Well, then the funny thing was that after we like jammed for a bit, it's like, okay, where do you live? And we found out we lived in the same apartment complex.
Yeah, that's true.
So
literally,
it's like okay,
one
just walk up
away
to my
from us.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's fate.
So, Christy, how did you come in?
I was forced.
All right.
I did not want to join the band because I have kind of a fear of being in front of people. But yeah, they needed a bassist. So they were like, you have to do this. And I was like, okay.
All right.
She also says she's afraid of being in front of people, but she had been a musician for like
yeah,
a decade
that's
before
different
that.
Because like I play acoustic music, but like I don't have to look at people. I just kind of sit in a corner at the farmer's market and people just buy their groceries.
That's perfect. Technically, that could happen in a rock band too.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's not the reaction you're looking for.
I try my best to meld into the wall.
Right, right.
I try my best to get people to buy groceries.
That explains the like trio of buy those groceries songs
yeah,
and the,
exactly.
the
yeah,
yeah, side B. So what's the songwriting process like?
We're very, me and Christy are very songwritery. So most of the time it's just we'll come in with a song and then we'll be like, you know, hey, Bryce, I've got this song. You know, this is kind of what we're thinking for the vibe for it. It's pretty rare, but we do sometimes write together. I think the majority of the stuff that we've put together is either I wrote it and Christy wrote it, and then we kind of come together and
right.
write all the parts.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking with James, Christy, and Bryce, The Consequences of Our Own Actions is the band, and where does the name come from? Because it doesn't fit on a bumper sticker. TCOOOA, which is awesome, by the way. I love those.
Yeah. We just needed a name to like release stuff and like we went like around a bunch of stuff, but there was this meme that I really liked that was
if it isn't the consequences
exactly
the
so
one.
We kind of went off of that and the consequences of our own actions luckily is like a cool acronym to KUA, you know,
right.
that's what everybody calls us at shows and stuff, so that kind of worked out.
Who don't even know that our name is the consequences of our own actions.
Yeah.
They just call us Takua.
Yeah.
Right. Or Takoa.
I mean, whatever works, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so the meme is partially at fault, but I'm like 90% I fall for that.
I'm down with that. So, like, do you refer to yourselves as Takua? Like, how often do you refer to yourselves as the consequences of, and how do you refer to yourself as Takua?
When we're at the show.
It could literally just like be Takua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, we're doing, like, the MCR thing. Like, everybody just calls us MCR. Yeah.
Right.
We just call us Takua.
People call us MCR. Oh, well,
yeah. Hopefully not. That'd be confusing.
Give it time.
Yeah.
So the EP is coming out this Friday, so I can't ask too much about, like, reactions to it, but I know you've probably been sitting on it for a little while. You've had friends and family here. Like, what are your thoughts about this versus, like, what you put out last year and the year before?
Way more modern. Okay. We're definitely going for, like, higher production value. We produce all our stuff in-house, so I do all of the mixing and mastering, and I record everything. So I've really been, like, focusing on making it sound more like the stuff you would hear on the radio, which is kind of what people want to hear now. I don't know about, like, the songwriting being too different. Like I said, we have more contemporary inspirations, but I think the main thing that I've been trying to do is write stuff that is not so much like, oh, this is like a catchy song that people will get into. I just kind of write stuff that I'm feeling, because I feel like that's the stuff that comes across as the most genuine.
Mm-hmm. And I gotta say, like, I love this job, because I get to, like, follow local bands on their trajectory. And I remember when last year's EP, Get Well Soon, was the title of it?
Yeah,
came out. I was super excited to listen to it, because I thought it was just, like, a huge leap forward from the previous album. And this, I think, like, I haven't listened to the whole thing, but, like, just the three songs, like, this is another leap forward. Like, y'all are getting better, like, measurably, like, better and better every single time. And I really like last year's album, so
that's,
like,
awesome.
I'm super excited about listening to the whole rest of it. And I assume you've, like, now you're on the one album a year trajectory, so there's got to be something coming out next year, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We kind of do, like, EPs and singles,
singles.
So we'll probably do singles for a little while.
All right.
Because we've got some songs planned, but not quite enough to do another EP. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we would love to do that. It's just, you know, life is just so much, you know.
What is your best, show story, tour story?
I mean, we've had some, like, pretty terrible shows, but I won't name the venue because we don't want to burn any bridges, but there was a show that we played once where everybody was drunk way before we started playing, and there was this lady who kept coming up on stage, and she was like, I need to make an announcement, and I was like, we don't work here. Like, we're entertainment. This is our equipment. You can't just come up on stage. And she kept trying to come up on stage over and over and over again.
Like, knocked over our sign and stuff.
Right, knocked over our big sign that we had.
We definitely had broken equipment that night.
Yeah, and then it was just, like, a weird night, because there was obviously everybody was drunk. There was some drunk dude that came up and went through the barricade and just, like, fell down basically on the stage, and we were just like, cool, this is a great show. It livened up by the end of the night. It was fun, but, you know.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
Okay, now I have to ask, because I think every single listener wants to know, what was the announcement? Did she ever get to make it?
I don't even remember.
I think she lost someone. She's like trying to find someone.
She was trying to find, like, her son or something.
Yeah.
And
what?
I was like, this bar is not that big. Like, it shouldn't be that hard.
Her adult son. Like, yeah. He's pulling out a cell phone.
He's working bartender. He's supposed to give me a gin and tonic, right. And he hasn't yet. Speaking with James, Christy, and Bryce, The Consequences of Our Own Actions, Takua for short. The new EP is Forgotten But Not Dead. It's coming out this Friday. Let's hear another song. What are we going to hear next?
Ooh, let's do the back and forth thing. Let's do the title track off the album, Forgotten But Not Dead.
Forgotten But Not Dead on 97.9 The Hill.
Yeah. to talk about.
The title track off the new EP, Forgotten But Not Dead, The Consequences of Our Own Actions, is the band. The EP drops this Friday. They're here in the studio. James, Christie, and Bryson will be back with more from them, plus one more track off of that EP when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. 97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you this evening. We are live and local with The Consequences of Our Own Actions. James Yao, Christy Dixon Yao, and Bryce Hart here in the studio. Their new EP is called Forgotten But Not Dead, their third release in the last 3 years. It's out this Friday, and we've been hearing some of the stuff off of it to give you a little preview before the EP officially drops in a couple of days. Guys, again, thank you so much for being with us. I'm loving the music.
Oh, thank you. We're just loving the studio. It's so awesome.
Yeah. I get kind of like, it is kind of a cool thing to like be in a studio. I get jaded being in here every day, but yeah, it is cool.
Yeah. And the listeners don't know, but I'm going to like, you know, break some news. Like, he does the whole show naked. I don't know if you guys
are 100% true. Yeah. Well, now that we've got this giant picture window looking out on a University Place,
just got to show off.
During the pandemic, I actually could, but now there's like cars in the parking lot again. It's fantastic. So what's coming up next for you?
So we're going to be doing some more singles and stuff. We're going to be booking for the summer, you know, summer shows and stuff like that. So we'll be doing some stuff in July and August, but we're taking all of June off, which is so nice because we play like a show every weekend. So we're just taking some time away to just chill and let the album just kind of get in the zeitgeist.
What was the thinking on that? Because like a lot of bands will just like, they'll make it a point to schedule a show on the day that the thing comes out.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone
to... And then I imagine
like,
it's this, like, huge production.
Yeah, we've gone to a bunch of EP release shows, and, like, sometimes it goes good, and sometimes it's a dud, so we just kind of decided, like, let's just let the music come out, and, like, it's coming out on, like, a weekend, so people have the weekend to listen to it. Let's not, like, shove it in their face. Let's just be like, here it is, go listen to it. And here we are on the radio shoving it in people's face, so,
there
you know.
But not on the day, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Where can people find you online?
Instagram, Facebook, it's TCOOOA, our acronym, Tekua, on all the social media stuff. That's the easy way to find us.
And we have YouTube. A website.
Oh, we do have a website. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the link. We don't own it's like a Google site, so it's not like a good one. But if you look up The Consequences of Our Own Actions, we're the only thing that comes up, luckily. So
that is true, yeah, which is awesome. This is another like thing with choosing a band name. You got to choose something that shows up on Google searches.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the classic band names, like The Who, would never take off today.
Yeah, I never thought about that
thing. Yeah.
The Eagles. I guess they're just Eagles, not the Eagles.
But either way, you search for Eagles and a whole bunch of like Lord of the Rings fans come up. Like we talked about who influences you in general. Who do you like locally?
Oh, Condado.
Yeah, Condado.
Condado.
Yeah, if anybody hasn't listened to Condado, they're amazing. Contact Comfort, they're also an amazing local band. They just released an EP recently.
Zealotrous, they're coming out with something soon.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah, so many. This scene is so amazing. Spare, yeah, they're like a grungy kind of 90s Alice in Chains kind of band. There's so much good music around here that people don't know about. That if you want to go and like see some amazing music, go to The Cave. Not the station anymore. The station I don't think is doing music, but
no.
Speakeasy, Local 506. Like, there's so many amazing venues around here.
Yeah.
Support local music.
Again, speaking with James, Christie, and Bryce, The Consequences of Our Own Actions, the band, the new EP is Forgotten But Not Dead. Let's hear one more song. What are we going to wrap up with?
That would be No Heart, right?
Yeah, yep. No Heart.
Yeah.
No Heart. Here we go on 97.9 The Hill.
Look around. Is it different?
The song is No Heart. The EP is Forgotten But Not Dead. It drops this Friday, and it's all worth it, so check it out. The band is The Consequences of Our Own Actions. Find them on social media at TCOOOA, Takua. James Yao, Christy Dixon Yao, Bryce Hart, thank you all so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.